Today's episode is for the woman who is out there trying to build a dream, trying to run the race, trying to write the book, trying to crush a goal. It's for the one who's trying to rise to the top at work. It's for the one who's trying to make the best homemade costume that she possibly can for her kids. It's for every woman who's ever been called extra, and it's for the woman who is just too much. It's for the woman with the strong personality who's getting shamed, ridiculed, or misunderstood because of it. I want you to know that if that's you, I see you. I get you. I celebrate you. You are my people. And if you've ever felt the pain of being misunderstood, I hope today's episode will help. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. If you have a goal or a passion or a big dream that you're chasing down, if you have something that you're trying to achieve, chances are the closer that you get to it, the more likely it is that you are going to be misunderstood in some way. And today I want to share with you a story about something that my mom said to me when I was a kid and how it has resonated with me. And I want to share with you five tips for how to react and how to approach being misunderstood when someone simply doesn't get it. They don't get why you're going after your goals. Let's dive in. When I was a kid, my mom would often impart lessons with the solemn warning to remember that at the end of the day, I needed to be able to look myself in the mirror. I might have told her about someone who had had the opportunity to shoplift or cheat, or someone who had called another person a name, or something wrong that I had done or thought about doing. It might have come up in regard to a news story or something happening in our community. But always at the end of our conversation, she would remind me, just remember, at the end of the day, you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror. This call to integrity might not have worked on every kid, but it definitely worked on me. I've been a rule follower my whole life, and I definitely have a conscience. Breaking the rules or disobeying a direction is really hard for me, and I often only do it when I feel like I have no other choice, like I feel I have a duty to do it because of some greater rule. Now, I totally know that some people would call me a nerd because of this, and I can completely own that. But I like to think of it as I'm a person who really, truly values integrity. Over the last couple years, I've also learned that my mom's admonishment to remember that above all else, I need to be able to look myself in the mirror also meant that I had to have integrity with myself. And I've seen that sometimes being in integrity with myself means that I have to allow myself to be misunderstood by others. Let me explain. So often, being in integrity with ourselves means following our own values, our own path, a path which may very well be different from those around us. A path that means that we're going to end up standing apart from a crowd, even if we don't intend to do so. It's a path that often means growth, which can mean leaving behind who we were. And sometimes not everyone who was around the old version of us wants to go with the new version of us. If you are on this kind of path, if you want to do something different, if you want to change in any way from who you currently are, there are going to be people who just don't get it. If you're going to put yourself out there and really show up authentically, then you are going to have to risk being misunderstood. This is true whether you are doing what I'm doing via a podcast. It's true if you're showing up on social media to try to help others. It's true if you're writing your own book. It's true if you're creating any kind of art. It's true if you're starting your own business. It's true if you're showing up to lead at work. It's true if you're a working mom and you decide to leave your job and spend your days at home with your kids. And it's true if you stay home with your kids and then decide to go back to work. It's true if you decide to go back to school. It's true if you decide to have a baby or not to have a baby. And honestly, it's true if you decide to show up and simply pursue your goals. Whether you're the mom who's taking some time out of her week to train for a marathon, or to go to the yoga class, or to create some art, or whether you're the mom who leaves her kids to go on a trip with friends, or maybe even by herself. Have you ever been the person who's eaten alone at a restaurant, or the person who's gone to a movie by themselves, or a concert by yourself? In all those situations, you're going to be standing apart from the crowd. In all those situations, you risk being misunderstood. When people get wind of what you're doing, whether they see you out and about, whether they hear about what you're done, whatever, they are going to question your choices. They're going to think it's strange. They might question your values and even your sanity. They might sit you down for an intervention. They might check on you. They might poo-poo your choices as just a midlife crisis, or even kick you out of a group. If you want to grow, if you want to take risks, if you want to create a new result in your life of any kind, it is totally 100% possible that you're going to be misunderstood. Here's the thing. No matter what you do, there will be people who just don't get it. And sometimes they aren't going to keep their opinions to themselves. What I have found to be true over the last year is that the more that you change, the more that you grow, the more that you move down your most authentic path, the more that people are going to misunderstand you. You have to be willing to allow that misunderstanding. You have to be willing to have your priorities and your values questioned, to be called names, to be ridiculed, to be shamed. It doesn't mean that it should happen, but it nonetheless will happen. Here's what I think you should do about it. First, acknowledge that it hurts. Being misunderstood is so hard and it's so painful. Surely there's an anthropological or sociological explanation for why it's so hard. We're social creatures, we're wired to get along for survival. And being misunderstood thousands of years ago, even hundreds of years ago, could mean being ostracized or excluded, and that could lead to death. So it's not a mistake that we're feeling hurt when we are misunderstood. And it's no wonder that it feels so scary and so painful when we are misunderstood. But today, if somebody misunderstands you, what does that really mean? Someone trolling you in your comments? A negative review on Yelp? Some side eye at a meeting? Maybe it means someone calling you a name or calling you out in some way. In worst case scenario, maybe it means losing your job or a friend. When those things happen, do they hurt? Yes. Are they painful? Undeniably. Are they really, really hard? Absolutely. And are they survivable? Most certainly. Here's the second thing that I think you'd need to do. Keep in mind that those who won't do something often show up to judge the person who is doing it. Oftentimes, the people who have the most judgment around your choices and the ones who are most opposed to you pursuing your passions are the people who are too afraid to step up for theirs. If that's the case, feel empathy for them. We know how hard it is to step up to our passions. They want what you have on some level. And a lot of times they don't even know it. And they're taking time out of their day to come at you because you are a reflection of what they could have, what they could do, or who they could be, if only they trusted themselves enough to go for it. And guess what? Anyone who has time to criticize you for pursuing your goals and your passions, I guarantee you, they aren't doing the same. They're not out there going after their goals, because if you are in it, if you are growing, if you are trying to create new results in your life, you have not got any time to criticize anybody else who is out there doing that. If you are doing something brave, if you are being vulnerable, if you are taking a risk, if you are trying to change, if you are trying to grow, then I promise you, that work is so hard that you don't have the time and energy to criticize and judge others. So if you are being ridiculed, criticized, judged simply for pursuing your goals and your passions, then I encourage you to ask yourself, do you have time to connect with the people who aren't even out there doing the work themselves? They aren't in the arena. If you aren't out there getting your butt kicked, trying to build your dream, trying to achieve your goal, trying to write that book, create that art, run that race, build that business, then guess what? I don't want to hear from you. I don't think you should take the time to hear from people like that either. The people who are building their dreams, you are going to know them. They're going to stand out because they will connect from a space of love and compassion and empowerment and encouragement, because they know what it's like. And they don't have time to waste on anything else. The third thing to keep in mind when it comes to this fear or concern around being misunderstood is that it's actually a really good thing. Let me tell you why. It means you're on the right track. The more you are misunderstood, the more you are on the right track. It helps to realize that being misunderstood is a necessary part of growth and self-development. The more you step into who you really are, the more you are going to find out who you are not. And people are going to recognize when they don't like you. That's a really good thing. I'm not for everyone. Neither are you. There are going to be people who don't get me, and there are going to be people who just don't get you. They can't wrap their minds around you. And that's good, because once people start to criticize you and tell you that you aren't for them, that they don't get you, that they don't understand what you're doing, then that is when you are really truly starting to not only figure out who you are, but show that to other people. And once you start showing people who you really are, your people, the people that resonate with you, they are going to find you. And that is a huge deal. Now, when somebody unsubscribes from me, when they unfollow me, when they call me a name, when they call me selfish or spammy, or when they say that they don't get how a mom of five could possibly make time for a podcast or writing a book or doing anything else, when somebody questions my values, I'm like, yeah, for sure. It doesn't sound like we're the same. I get it. We do have different values. We are interested in different things. When a friend tells me that they don't really like my podcast, I actually feel kind of good about that, in part because that friend trusts me enough to hold that information, but also because maybe my podcast isn't for them. So if you aren't resonating with everybody, or if you're being misunderstood in some way, celebrate it. It means that you're on the right track. Here's my fourth bit of advice. Trust that the people who matter are going to love and support you no matter what, through the growth, even if they just don't get it. That friend who's not that into my podcast, they still show up for me. They still support me. They still encourage me to make time and space for the things that I love and want to do. I have friends who run marathons. I don't get that. I'll never understand it. I'll never do that myself. And I love, love, love that they do it. And I'm so proud of them. So focus on the people who are there no matter what. Make sure that they know that you appreciate them, that you love them, that you're grateful for their support, even if they don't really get it. And then wait for the other people that do get you to show up. Those folks are coming, I promise you. And fifth and finally, keep in mind that at the end of the day, You need to be able to look you in the mirror. If you don't go after your dream or your goals or your passions, if you stay where you simply are because it's comfortable, if you choose not to change, not to grow, even though you are called to do so, if you choose to allow that fear of not being understood or not being liked to hold you back, then you will not be in integrity with yourself. You won't be who you really are meant to be. I think that that's a spiritual crime against ourselves. What's happening to you at that point is worse than a misunderstanding, because it's a denial of who you are. That's going to eat at you. You can try to stuff it down, and maybe you'll be able to for a little while, but it's going to be there. It's going to manifest one way or the other. And my friends, you're going to have to look yourself in the mirror, and somewhere inside you, you'll know that you aren't really living in integrity with yourself. When you get to the end of your days, will you be able to look back and say that you lived an authentic life, that you were true to you, that you went for it, regardless of the risk of not being understood? Or will you sit back and say, my life was comfortable. It was easy. Which is it going to be? When things are really hard for me, I don't pretend that this is easy work. I know that it's a journey. And I know that some days are harder than others. And so when I'm really down about this, when I feel very misunderstood, when I feel unheard or unseen, when I'm questioning whether somebody else questioning my values is right, I have a simple phrase that I use, and I roll it out when I feel judged. When someone is attacking my choices, questioning my character, criticizing my values, I use it when I feel shamed or ridiculed or misunderstood. And that simple phrase is, I know who I am. And you know what, my friend? You know who you are too. So go out there and be misunderstood. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.